KOMO Seattle.
KOMO FM Oakville.
20 minutes of nonstop news starts now.
Welcome to the KOMO Afternoon News. I'm Rick Van Sice with Lisa Jaffe. And coming up,
a major ruling in the fight for $30 car tabs. I'm Jeff Pogula with the latest from a King County judge.
Also after ABC covers the world,
a statistics professor says the FAA's estimates on max crash probability were too low. I'm Charlie Harger with the story.
Cloudy skies, 48. What's in store for the weekend? Your forecast 4 minutes away. It's 3 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. A decision over whether President Trump's financial records remain private will be determined by the nation's highest court.
The justices agreed to hear all three of President Trump's challenges to subpoenas from two House committees and the Manhattan District Attorney's Office, which is seeking the president's tax returns as part of an investigation into hush payments to women who alleged affairs. The House Oversight Committee wants them for the same reason, and the Financial Services Committee wants his records to investigate Russian money laundering and potential foreign influence. Oral arguments are scheduled for March, with a decision in June, smack in the middle of a presidential campaign. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
The House Judiciary Committee signing off on two articles of impeachment against the president, sending them on to the full House. Mr. Trump calling it a sham.
We're dealing with a lot of corrupt people. There was nothing done wrong. To use the power of impeachment on this nonsense is an embarrassment to this country.
The House Rules Committee planning to meet Tuesday to take up the impeachment charge ahead of a full House vote on Wednesday. The U.S. and China are a step closer to ending a protracted trade war, but the experts say it's still too early to determine how a deal will affect the economy.
George Mason University economist Christine McDaniel says the tariffs set to take place this weekend would have hurt American retailers selling electronics, clothing, and toys imported from China.
These large retailers were basically eating the tariffs.
Studies show they weren't passing those prices on to consumers. Economist McDaniel says the additional agriculture sales deal will take a while to make up for billions in losses. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
A judge in Wisconsin has ordered the registration of up to 234,000 voters be tossed out because they may have moved. That could make it more difficult for people to vote next year in the key swing state. The ruling is seen as a victory for conservatives. Stocks close slightly higher today. You're listening to ABC News.
Stay connected. Stay informed. The KOMO Afternoon News.
On the home of the toy drive, we are going to go right back to our donation station here at KOMO Plaza in just a few minutes to get the latest on our collection. In the meantime, we have cloudy skies. Downtown Seattle now, it is 48 degrees.
I'm Elisa Jaffe with Rick Van Sice, and here are the top stories from the KOMO 24/7 News Center on this Friday afternoon. A King County judge has dealt a blow to Tim Iman's fight for the $30 car tabs. More from KOMO's Jeff Pogula.
The judge denied Iman's request for outside counsel. The gubernatorial candidate has been accusing Attorney General Bob Ferguson of sabotaging the case by not doing his best to defend Initiative 976, so Iman wanted the AG fired from the proceedings. The judge denied that motion. But the judge also granted intervener status to Iman and others, allowing them to become co-defendants in the case. In a statement, the AG's office says it is not surprised by today's rulings. Tim Iman, though, has not commented. 976 was passed by voters in November, but its constitutionality is being challenged, and the initiative has been put on hold while the courts consider the case. Jeff Pogula, KOMO News.
We learned earlier this week about the FAA's estimation of 15 max crashes if the plane's flight control system wasn't fixed. KOMO's Charlie Harger tells us one professor now thinks those estimates were too low.
Transportation Committee Chair Representative Peter DeFazio was visibly upset after the Wednesday hearing.
And I'm very disturbed that the head of safety came in to see me after that report was produced. He didn't mention it.
But MIT statistics professor Arnold Barnett tells Forbes he believes the risk was 24 times worse than the FAA's estimate. He says the FAA should have grounded the plane immediately after the first crash, and the MCAS system at the time was simply too complicated for certain pilots. Boeing is revamping the MCAS system, and the company and the FAA say safety is the top priority. Charlie Harger, KOMO News.
The Washington State Department of Transportation has been awarded more than $57 million over construction delays for the Highway 99 tunnel.
Specifically, because they finished the tunnel almost 3 years later than they said they would in the contract.
That spokeswoman Laura Newborn, a jury found that the contractor, Seattle Tunnel Partners, was responsible and ordered them to pay $57.2 million in damages. An appeal is expected.
Coming up on KOMO.
I'm Frank Lindsay. I'll tell you how scammers may try to rip you off as you do your last-minute Christmas shopping.
KOMO News Time. time, 3:04, Sue Romero with our AAA traffic.
We have had a problem in Everett all afternoon. We are coming up on something like 3 hours for this accident in Everett, northbound on I-5 before the Broadway exit. A tanker truck hit a guardrail and caused a fuel leak. It's in the right lane and has been for some time. I'm going to say the backup starts somewhere around 196th in Linwood. It's not all the way connected and packed, but basically, as the afternoon goes on, it's going to be. So that's almost 10 miles. I highly suggest taking another route, trying to get into Everett, like Highway 99 or maybe the Bothell-Everett Highway, or gosh, all the way over to northbound 9 might be a good call as well. If you're southbound on I-5, that is tough from just south of Northgate down to the Convention Center. Then it slows through to Aquila, getting by the South Center exit. We had an earlier accident northbound 405 at 181. That's the West Valley Highway. It is still off to the left shoulder, and it looks like partially in that carpool lane, backing things up as well. Your next Como traffic at 314.
Going into the weekend, checking the weather, here's Como's Theron's on.
A mix outside this afternoon, some sun breaks, some showers. You might even hear the rumble of thunder out there before the day is up. Temperatures mid to upper 40s during the day on Saturday. Some morning showers followed by afternoon sun breaks. Drier still on Sunday. Cooler temperatures coming this weekend. Overnight lows in the low 30s. Daytime highs low 40s. In the Como Weather Center, Theron's on Como News.
Cloudy skies, 48 in downtown Seattle. You're in the middle of 20 minutes of nonstop news on Como at 306.
Firefighters are trying to figure out what started a fire at a Kent apartment building. 8 units were affected at the Woodland Estates complex in the 4800 block of South Kent Des Moines Road around 9 a.m. Carl lives in the building.
Fire alarm went off. I woke up. They're pounding on the door. You're going to get out. You're going to get out. So I came outside. And smoke was spilling everywhere. And the flames came down.
One person was hurt when he jumped from his third-floor apartment to get to safety. It was reportedly the third fire at the same apartment complex in the past 10 years. The American Red Cross is assisting people displaced by the fire.
Today we expect to hear more details about the man shot and killed in Renton after police say he pulled a shotgun and a knife on an officer. That shooting near 116th Avenue and 168th yesterday. Police say the officer approached the man about an alcohol violation, and the man had a shotgun. Investigators say the officer first fired at the man and he dropped the gun. Another officer hit him with a rubber bullet. That's when police say the man pulled a knife, charged officers, and was shot. He later died at the hospital. Name not released, but police say that they have had run-ins with him before.
A 14-year-old student brought around 200 rounds of ammunition to Shorecrest High School this week. When Shoreline police detectives started investigating, they got a judge to sign an extreme risk protection order, which allows them to search a home for guns and take them away. Sergeant Ryan Abbott says they have no reason to believe any sort of school shooting was planned, and no one's been charged with a crime.
And it made the most sense to go over and try to remove these guns just so that in case something was to happen, we would be able to put a stop to it before it even became a plan.
He tells us they took several rifles and handguns from the home, which the parents had locked in safes.
Seattle's Leschi Elementary School hoping to reopen Monday after an outbreak of what appears to be norovirus, and that shut down the school earlier today. The school district says more than 100 students and staff reported being sick on Thursday, many of them showing signs of norovirus. Over the weekend, crews will scrub down and sanitize the building so students can be back in class next week.
If you're a last-minute Christmas shopper, be warned, scammers are trying to take advantage of you.
Ben Spradling with the Better Business Bureau says the crooks are using a tracking code scam.
So we're seeing this happen a lot on a lot of the peer-to-peer purchasing websites, so Etsy, for example. So you find a great deal on an item that you're looking to get somebody for the holidays. You purchase through PayPal, like you do through a lot of different websites. They send you a tracking code. You wait a couple days. You check that tracking code again. It shows that the package has been delivered, only it hasn't.
Here are some ways to protect yourself. First, before you pay for anything, know your rights. Also, confirm a site's contact information and be wary of prices that seem too good to be true. Frank Lindsay, Como News.
Pierce County Sheriff deputies looking for a real-life Grinch. They say someone stole 78 Christmas trees from a farm near Puyallup. Deputies believe whoever did it cut each tree down, then dragged it across the property. Snowshoe Evergreen Tree Farm says those stolen trees are worth more than $6,000.
It's that day that we wait for all year long where we start to collect the toys, and it is the Como annual toy drive that benefits the Salvation Army and the kids in the area. Como's Taylor Van Sice is here at Fisher Plaza, where the phones are ringing, we hope, and people are lining up and dropping off
presents for kids? Yes,
that's
please.
Right, Lisa. Yeah. I'm right here outside Como Plaza. The phones are ringing inside, so I came outside to give a little survey of all of the toys that are being donated. And boy, it looks fantastic. We've got a giant Mega Block set that the one kid's going to wake up to on Christmas morning or one of the Hanukkah days or Festivus, if that's what your family is into. The best way to donate is either coming right here to Como Plaza or any of the Fred Meyer stores where we're getting the donations in Issaquah, in Bothell, and in Puyallup, or find us online at comonews.com/toydrive, because right there, not only will you see all this information, but you could just make a donation online or find a toy online that you want to give to some child this coming holiday season. There's a huge need this year. Last year, we managed to squeeze 12,000 toys out of you, as well as $50,000. This year, we hope to get much more than that, but if we get that $50,000 again this year, it will instantly be matched by a Wold Family Foundation. That would be $100,000. All you got to do is give us a call or find us online at comonews.com. I'm Taylor Van Sice outside Como Plaza in Seattle.
That's great. Thank you so much, Taylor. When I was out at Puyallup today, one guy dropped off 25 pairs of movie tickets, which was perfect because when you think about teenagers, sometimes they're really tough to shop for.
They are.
So that was perfect.
So, and that or a gift card or something for those older kids would be very welcome. All right. You got till 7 o'clock and then afterwards, too, online at comonews.com. Time to check to the Harley Exterior Sports Desk with Como's Bill Swartz. The Seahawks less than healthy for their last regular season road game, Bill.
Jadeveon Clowney's been sick all week. Michael Kendrick still has a hamstring injury. Running back Rashad Penny goes to injured reserve, and lineman Ethan Posick comes off that list. Maybe he'll play. Seattle in position to clinch the NFC playoff spot with a victory Sunday at Carolina. Russell Wilson says it's just the start of big possibilities.
And everything that we want is ahead of us. You know, we're 10-3, and there's no time for woe is me or anything like that. You know, we're ready to roll, and we're looking forward to the opportunity of finding ways to win and get into the playoffs, hopefully, and hopefully go a long way.
Meantime, the Washington Huskies continue bowl practices here in Seattle. Next Saturday, they play Boise State in Las Vegas. Coverage starts at 11:30 with a 4:30 kickoff on Como News. UW Volleyball today defeated Kentucky in the NCAA Sweet 16, so Washington plays number one seed Baylor on the Bears' home floor, Waco, Texas, tomorrow afternoon. Sports updates at 10 and 40 after the hour. Bill Swartz on the home of the Huskies, Como News.
An NFL team cut one of its best players over his language in a tweet and the way he responded. ABC's Brian Clark has details.
New York Giants cornerback Janoris Jenkins used an offensive word in a tweet Wednesday when questioned about his stats. One day later, the 31-year-old explained his use of that word.
It's just part of my culture, part of my slang that I use. I wasn't calling nobody no name like I said.
When reporters suggested that doesn't make his use of the word right, Jenkins said,
I never said it was right. I said it's a slang that I used back at home. I never said it was right.
Friday, the Giants waived Jenkins. Head coach Pat Shurmur said Jenkins' refusal to acknowledge the, quote, inappropriate and offensive language was the determining factor. Jenkins is now free to be claimed by any other NFL team. Brian Clark, ABC News, New York.
Today, Taylor Swift attacking what she calls toxic male privilege in the music industry.
Accepting Billboard's Woman of the Decade award overnight, Taylor Swift taking aim at the men she says she's faced down over the last 10 years of her meteoric rise to fame.
Because, darling, I'm a nightmare dressed like a daydream.
And as she railed against investment groups buying up artists' catalogs, she called out Scooter Braun by name for his role in buying the rights to a decade worth of her hit songs.
Of course, Scooter never contacted me or my team to discuss it prior to the sale or even when it was announced. I'm fairly certain he knew exactly how I would feel about it, though.
And calling out other singers and industry professionals who came to Braun's defense in the wake of the controversy.
And let me just say that the definition of the toxic male privilege in our industry is people saying, but he's always been nice to me, when I'm raising valid concerns about artists and their rights to own their music. And of course he's nice to you. If you're in this room, you have something he needs.
Braun claims he has checked in with Swift and even offered to work with her on the rights to her music. posting on Instagram that his attempts to have an open discussion have all been rejected. Now, Swift says she's focused on her future and the future of young women just starting out in the business.
Somewhere right now, your future woman of the year is probably sitting in a piano lesson or in a girls' choir. And today, right now, we need to take care of her.
One of those young women, this year's Woman of the Year, Billie Eilish.
I'm the bad guy.
Who at just 17 years old unseats Taylor Swift as the youngest artist ever to receive the honor.
So as for Swift, she paid homage to the many new female faces in music and said one of the most amazing things was how women in the industry had her back and showed her the most support. No matter where you stand, you can support women supporting women.
That report from ABC's Janae Norman.
Como News Time, 3:14, over to Sue Romero with our AAA traffic and that huge backup in Everett.
Yeah, we've had this accident for about 3 hours northbound I-5 before the exit to 41st/Broadway in the right lane. A truck hit the guardrail. There's a fuel leak, so they've been cleaning this one up for a while. Like I said, it's about 10 miles, so the backup starts right around I-5, 405, where they merge there in Linwood. I highly suggest taking alternate routes, although looking at 99, that now looks heavy getting by the Payne Field area. You can take the Bothell Everett Highway or State Route 527 just to skirt around at least most of it. If you're southbound on I-5, that's going to be heavy still from just shy of Northgate, right about 85th all the way down to the scene. And then beyond that, if you keep heading south, it'll be heavy up the South Center Hill. We had an accident northbound 405 at 181, the West Valley Highway. That is clear, but it's backing things up to where it turns, turned into from 518 up to 405. Your next coma traffic is at 324.
Weather going into tonight, still a chance of showers under mostly cloudy skies, low in the lower 40s tomorrow. Chance of showers, but not a bunch, mostly cloudy, 45, and then more sunshine coming back on Sunday. Downtown Seattle now 49 degrees under cloudy skies.
Stay connected, stay informed. Seattle's only 24-hour news station, Como News.
We made it to Friday. Good to have you along with us. I'm Rick Van Sice with Elisa Jaffe and our editor, Jeremy Grader.
Former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld claims that as many as a half dozen senators are privately in favor of voting to convict President Trump and remove him from office. Weld told the Hill newspaper that he knows many of the senior Republicans in the Senate. He said in private conversations they are careful with their words, but isn't sure how they will vote in public because of political pressure.
The driver of a tour bus has died after hitting a stopped school bus on a rural road in central Washington. The state patrol says some children on that school bus also suffered minor injuries. This happened near the town of Quincy.
Democrats in Congress have catapulted President Trump's impeachment toward a historic vote by the full House next week.
It's a very sad thing for our country, but it seems to be very good for me politically.
It's expected that Democrats have enough votes to impeach President Trump, but it doesn't mean they'll all vote that way. Jordan Phelps joining us on the Como Newsline. Jordan, reports of some Democrats who might actually break party lines.
Absolutely. There are some moderate Democrats in districts where President Trump remains popular. So next week's impeachment vote is just not cut and dry for them. They could vote in favor of impeachment, and then that could end up costing them at the polls next year. Of course, members of Congress are up for election every 2 years, so they are very much on the ballot all the time.
Let's talk about what Mitch McConnell said today and how that has some Democrats furious.
Yeah, so Mitch McConnell basically signaling that he is already in lockstep with the White House when it comes to plotting out strategy for the Senate trial. That has raised some alarm bells among some Democrats who say that during the Clinton impeachment, they tried to keep some distance between themselves and the White House. But look, this is a situation where the senators will act as jurors, but this is not a traditional court of law. This is a political court of law. So I don't know that anybody really expected that the Republicans wouldn't be coordinating with the White House, but it is kind of striking just how transparent McConnell is being about it.
Now, the president was wanting to bring out a bunch of witnesses. He wants that whistleblower. It sounds like McConnell and others want to reel him back and have it not be such a show.
McConnell and a lot of top Republicans say there's just no appetite for having this drawn-out, dramatic trial in the Senate. And our sources in the White House tell us that top aides around the president have been warming to this idea. President Trump today said he's okay with a long trial, with a short trial. He's going to leave this up to Mitch McConnell. But I was also told by a source in the White House that, you know, this is a president who likes to, you know, keep some surprises up his sleeves. I would stay tuned to see what the president might still have up his sleeve, if he might try to make some announcement to at least cause some headlines and cause a stir, even if he doesn't necessarily mean to make a show of things come January.
This is a huge historic moment on Capitol Hill. Describe the atmosphere.
Well, political rancor has really reached a fever pitch up here on Capitol Hill. We had these 2 days of markup hearings in the Judiciary Committee, and things just really boiled over during the course of that markup process. But there's also a lot of fatigue up here on Capitol Hill. This impeachment inquiry seems to have been going on for many weeks. The facts haven't really changed. So people are going through the motions here, and there's just so much political partisanship that folks are really just tired. And I think just looking to get past this, get on to their holiday vacation, and then back in January for this to move to the Senate trial. So there's a lot of political rancor, but there's also a lot of exhaustion.
ABC's Jordan Phelps joining us from Washington. Thank you, Jordan.
The FDA now says it's investigating three separate E. coli outbreaks linked to salad. Here's ABC's Alex Stone.
The first outbreak has been ongoing for a while, linked to romaine lettuce grown in Salinas, California. 102 people in 21 states have gotten sick. Work is still being done to pinpoint the origin of the E. coli. Then this week, a recall was announced of certain Fresh Express brand chopped salad kits for possible E. coli. And now there's an E. coli issue with romaine lettuce in Washington state involving a restaurant chain. The FDA believes all three are different strains of E. coli. Alex Stone, ABC News.
3:20. Here's our Propel Insurance Money Update with Jim Chesko.
Stocks finished the Friday session with minimal gains, but the index is all notched gains for the week, ranging from 0.4% to 0.9%. Today, the Dow Industrials edged up 3 points, the NASDAQ Composite rose 17, and the S&P 500 ended just above the flat line. General Motors will invest a total of $1.5 billion in its Wentzville, Missouri plant that makes trucks and vans. Two-thirds of the total will go towards upgrades at the facility where the Chevrolet Colorado and GMC Canyon pickups are made, with the rest going to supplier tooling and machinery. The plant's nearly 4,000 jobs will be retained. That's your money now.
Money news at 20 and 50 past the hour. Commute conditions coming out, including that big problem in Everett.
Como News. Join the Como News Listener Club. This week, celebrate this year's Apple Cup victory by entering to win a University of Washington Coors Light Yeti Cooler. Coors Light. Mountain cold refreshment made to chill. Always drink responsibly. Just go to comonews.com, highlight radio, and click on radio contests.
The holiday.